You're now listening to Bonus Tracks, a short-form program hosted by our Future of Radio youth broadcasters. This recording is the full interview of Lunar Excursion Module, hosted by DJ Electric Landfill, live backstage at the High School Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, I am with Lunar Excursion Module, and this is an interview at Battle of the Bands. So, how are we today?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm good. A little nervous, but that's fine.
They're hyped. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
How'd you get into the Battle of the Bands? Like, how'd you get this opportunity?
I heard about it through a news article, but that had it was a news article from, I can't remember where, but it had
probably two
band members of our friends who are in the band Public Freakout were interviewed in them, and I thought, that's great. So at the time, Lunar Excursion Module was just Lucy's solo project.
It was just me.
She would go out to do local shows just acoustic or with a backing track. And so I suggested we get a full backing band together to join the Battle of the Bands tour. She was like, yeah, awesome.
I was like, yeah,
and then
sure.
We hastily scrapped it together, yeah.
That is pretty... So, yeah, it started as a 5-piece, and now it's down to a 4-piece.
So what got you into music in the first place, Lucy?
No, I've been listening to music for, like, my entire life. There are songs that I was listening to when I was, like, 5 or 6 that are still mainstays on my playlist. Hmm. And then when I was, I want to say 8 or 9, I picked up my dad's old purple Telecaster, and I started trying to play Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. Hmm. And that Christmas, my parents bought me a tiny little PV guitar and amp. And I just completely focused on that.
Okay, when writing a song, what comes first, the melody or the lyrics? And then talk to us about how getting a song is written. Like, how do you write a song?
Melody, for sure. Because I'll be just sitting around finding cool chords or riffs to play. And then I'll be like, that's cool. And then I'll go to bed. And then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember this. Maybe it was like 3 weeks ago that I wrote it. And I'm like, I'll write some lyrics for that. I wrote some lyrics. Sometimes I'll go on places like Logic and I'll just make a cool sounding backing track. And then I'll be like, this is great. I should turn this into a full song. So it's melody first for sure.
And then, so how did you turn these individual songs into a full album? Like, how did you build an album out of this?
That's a good question. So, the first song I wrote was called Blood Lover. I wrote it when I was, like, 12, honestly. That's a shame. Here, I'll just hold on to that. I wrote it when I was, like, 12, and then the lyrics really haven't changed from that. And so, I finished that song, and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. I should just keep going. And so I did, and I wrote more and more songs. It went from, like, a 14-song album to a 9-song to, like, a 10-song when I stole one of Rowan's songs. And the process was, you know, kind of weirdly easy. Like, I was just suddenly like, oh, I guess I'm making an album now with all these songs that I happen to have. And so I started recording with Rowan here, who was producing. And eventually over the summer, we ended up banging out an album.
Great. So what's probably one of your favorite songs in the album, one that was fun to produce?
I loved doing Limbo. That was the best. So, Limbo is one where we just tried to make just a wall of gross synths and sound, and it ended up distorting everything in a really cool way that just sounds great to hear, which is my funnest song to record yet, I think.
So your use of vocal layering seems to invite the listener to focus on different aspects of this, of your album. Is this intentional? So what are you hoping to accomplish using this technique? So I noticed vocal layering was a pretty big part of the album.
Yeah.
Any vocals like mixing with instruments, or are you kind of accomplishing there?
Well, honestly, when we were making the first two songs, which were I'm Sad and Blood Lover, we weren't really focusing a lot on how, like, good the song sounded. We just wanted to take all the practices that we had learned from, like, YouTube videos and put them into a song on Audacity. But over the course of the album, we ended up just taking those practices, like, kind of offbeat vocal layering and tracks panned in different ears that kind of don't sound like each other at all. and they ended up sounding like this just really cool, kind of shaky, almost intentionally poorly produced vocal sound that... It's not an insult. I think it ended up sounding good.
It's two sides to it. There's like parts where there's these counter melodies, kind of a Beach Boys type thing. Like in Limbo, there's I think three different counter melodies going on in the lead, in the main vocal. So you're hearing different aspects of the melody. And then at the same time, there's also this 90s alt rock thing where the vocals are kind of out of time with each other. It's kind of a gang chorus. For a lot of the other songs, like. I'm Sad is a good example of that. There's a lot of vocal layers.
I'm not sure I'm Sad is a good example of that.
No, there's a...
And correct me if I'm wrong, but was I'm Sad your first ever song you released on SoundCloud?
Yes, yeah.
So
that was.
What made you put that one over... I heard you say Blood Lover, you're working at the same time, so what made you pick I'm Sad over it?
I'm Sad was a song that I was super excited about because it was kind of a comedy song. It ended up sounding nothing like a comedy song. And so I was like, this is going to be so great, and I'm going to get so popular from this song. And I was like 13, and you were like, how old were you? You were
14, 15.
And we were like, this is the first song that we're going to do because I just want to do that. And then we did it, and we... By the end, we were, I'm sure, a little sick of the song, but we were like, okay, we're still obligated to put this out.
Yeah, so we put it out. It was kind of the first one that was finished.
Yeah, it sounded good to us for a little while, I think. But it just was the first song because that was the one I was the most hyped about at the time of recording.
So I noticed all your albums seem to have a kind of a cool album art where it's kind of like this faded kind of style to it. You know, it's like, it's usually... I know 3 out of 4 of them are like a picture or something. You have Valentine's Day, which is the ceiling of a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You have Door, which is a door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have Necrophiliac, which is a hallway with like a light in it.
It's like a morgue, I think.
Ah.
So it's really funny you ask about that. It's really funny.
I love album art. It's just...
I also love album art. If I was an artist, I would make my own album art. I would make it...
I'm an art... You could... Okay.
So what I did was I disregarded him completely. And I opened up Dolly, which is this AI art creator, and I just started punching in random words, like ceiling of bedroom at night with glow-in-the-dark stars, and that became the album cover for Valentine's Day.
Hmm.
It was super low-res, so I had to pixelate it so it didn't look weird, but it's worked really well for most of my album covers.
So these have been AI-generated images?
Door is not.
Door is not.
And there's a upcoming... Should we tell them about the upcoming?
Yeah, for sure.
There's an upcoming single that's going to be released on the 28th.
2 days.
Called This Is Me Loving You. And that's going to be the first one that features actual human-made like art. My human-made art.
It's a revolutionary
art. So that's really cool. I get to actually... I've come to her with concepts for single and album covers. And he's like,
"Nah." Well, no, because I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then on the day of release, I just go on Dolly again.
So when are you planning on coming out with this new single?
Yeah, that's dropping March 28th. It should drop at like noon.
Nice.
It's pretty good. We worked on it for like the past 4 months. And I think it ended up sounding pretty good.
Yeah, coincidentally, you just answered my last question I had. It was like, what new music are you playing? And you already told me. So,
or
clearly one step ahead of me. Thank you, Lyrics Kyoshi Module, for doing this interview. And it's all we have for today.